at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. It's the sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners, and happy Friday. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the sunny side of sports. Let's kick off in Kampala, where Magume Davis Rakawinge caught up with Jackson Mayanja, the former captain of Uganda's national football team, the Cranes. The 50-year-old Mayanja retired from international football in 1999. He twice was voted Footballer of the Year by the Uganda Sports Press Association in 1993 and 1996. In their wide-ranging discussion, Magume and Jackson talked about the welfare of former Ugandan international players, as well as other topics. Their conversation begins with Magume saying, Jackson, welcome to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Thank you very much to give me this chance to speak to Voice of America. We have been having a very big and tough times, mostly in this house of ex-internationals. Why? That if you look at most of these players, just recently we had a problem, a big problem. Our legend, one of our legends, just fell on the road and died, and concierge, you know, such things. That's why
Jimmy Kirunda, you mean?
Yes, Jimmy Kirunda died on the war. So it came out, and that's when even I myself, for the first time, I came out with a video, a recorded audio in the video to talk about Jimmy Kirunda. It was high time we needed to come together. And to come together, we were trying to prepare ourselves. But then the Federation came out and said, no, it has been so, he's seeing every day, day to day, every on the television, in the social media, one player is coming out, another player is coming out, former player, all those are former players. So they sat down and said, no, why don't we call these guys and talk to them? So that's why we went and talked to the FIFA president and the CEO and his deputy CEO, who were in presence, to ask us really what is the problem. And we told him the problem. And even we had to brainstorm about why are these internationals just dying? Some of them are dying poorly. Some of them are not catered for. But that is not the first and last meeting. We are here, we are supposed to go and then make ourselves sit within ourselves. We must organize ourselves.
Mm. But talk about the suffering of the ex-players, ex-Uganda Cranes players. Jimmy Kirunda, may his soul rest in peace. Fimbo Mukasa, one who has the record for scoring many goals, they are really suffering on the streets, for example. And you've taken long to meet. Why did you have to take long to meet and organize yourselves so that you see how the local federation can help you?
You know, the problem has been that most of these local federations, if they are using some of much their chairs, those positions, to make sure they rule and divide these people. Because when you get them all, not that everybody is a good cup of tea for that person, the president of the federation, who is in the chair in that particular moment. Not necessarily the engineer Magogo. They try to disorganize that group. My contribution with the FUFA president, I told him that we need a center point, and that is in the federation. We need an office in the federation whereby all the things we are seeing going around, that this player is dying, is what, is sick, they don't need to call Mr. Magogo himself as a president. They don't not need to call any FUFA president in that material time. Let us have an office in our in the federation, not outside the federation.
An office headed by one of the ex-players.
Yes, and that office, we shall choose a committee within ourselves that will make sure those are our leaders who will be running that office. And that office will have an immediate administrator. I can see the president of Uganda, Mr. Yoweri Museveni, these days is really putting a lot of money in the government, in football, in sports in general. Why not? We could say, now we have a circle here, we have our money here, please can you give us a hand? So why not? So that we stop this begging style, because we are the people who made football, because if we didn't play football, even the others who didn't play football, today's football wouldn't have been in a very big market like this.
As you're saying, you're one of people who have really made football in Uganda, because you played locally and you actually went ahead to play for other clubs in foreign land. You played for Egyptian side El Masri, you even played for African giant Esperance de Tunis of Tunisia. It must have been a great experience.
Yeah, it was a very good experience. And that's why I'm keeping my personality, to make sure to play in all these bigger heights. You know, it's not something very easy. It took me years and took me passion and took me hard work and determination to do that. And I think it's a very good experience for me, so that I can also bring back this experience to my country.
Actually, you are lucky, I should say, apart from yourself and Majid Musisi, who was signed by Rene, the France team Rene. There were not many people at your time who are playing at that level. But nowadays, Uganda has many players who are playing in different big leagues in Africa and even in Europe. And they're doing, what I would say, fairly good. Because some have signed for big clubs, they play for some few months, and then they fall out, they don't make it. But you are one of the people who are successful. What does it require for a professional player to be at that level, or even be better?
It's very simple. Discipline. Discipline. And two, you see, you can have discipline, but when you are not technically good or tactically good. Football has changed. Football has now become so scientific. So a football professional footballer must think 24 football, 24/7 football, and the discipline must be really, really high. You see these players, you must be a down-to-earth man. You see these Messis, the Ronaldos, they're very rich guys. They are very famous, you know, but you see the way they behave, the discipline, they're highly disciplined. They follow what the managers say. They follow what the agents say. So they are not talking too much on themselves. You see, so a professional football player must be really a professional person in whatever he's doing, in his behaviors on the pitch, off the pitch, you know.
That's Jackson Mayanja, the former captain of Uganda's national football team. And he was talking with Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala. And we'll hear more of Jackson and Magume's conversation next week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
I'm Jackson Mayanja, a former professional football player, former player for Esperance Sportive de Tunis, former El Masri player, and now a former captain also for the national team of Uganda Cranes. I just urge you, everybody, to listen to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African boxing, Ghana's former WBO Super Bantamweight champion Isaac Dogbe will be back in the ring on July 21st when he takes on American Chris Avalos in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a comeback fight for Dogbe as we hear now from Yao Ofusu-Larbi in Accra. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. He started in 2011 when he made the decision to move from the United Kingdom to Ghana to launch a boxing career. A year later, he was on a plane flying with a Ghanaian contingent to the Olympic Games to compete. Since then, Isaac Dogbe has grown to become the toast of boxing in Ghana. In 2018, he became a world champion in the super bantamweight division after beating Mexican Jesse Magdaleno, at the time just 23. He defended his title once in a fight against 37-year-old Japanese Hidenori Otake before he lost it in December that year to Mexican Emmanuel Navarrete. That was a downside for him, and he remembers it quite vividly.
An hour after that fight, I was in the hospital, you know, having a checkup, and it's something that we had to, like, had to rise above the waters, you know. But I mean, in every step of the way, God has been right beside me, and he's helped me through all those things. And right now, I feel really different, you know. I feel like what is coming is going to be greater.
After those two losses, Dogbe faced heavy criticism from various sections of the Ghanaian media and boxing fans. There were many who felt he should not have taken that rematch, given how bad the first fight ended between the two. But the 25-year-old strongly disagrees.
Sometimes, you know, it's good to make educational guesses and things like that. But at the same time, you also want to take the risk. My whole philosophy has been to overcome adversity, you know. So when someone puts you down for the first time, you want to go back and also take him as well, or equalize it. It didn't happen that way. So it was the best decision that we took at the time, and you know, I have no regrets, because if I had won, it would have been something different. It's unfortunate that I lost, but I don't make no excuses.
He is back in the ring after a one-year absence and is looking to take back what he lost in those two fights against Navarrete. It has been his biggest concern since the loss. He says he will bounce back soon.
Muhammad Ali, you know, Marvin Hagler, Shigeru Leonard, Mayweather, you know, so many people have passed through them. So being affiliated with them is a big thing. And every boxer wants exposure. They want to fight on TV. They want to get big fights.
Dogbe has been handed an opportunity to bounce back and redeem himself when he takes on Chris Avalos on the 21st of July. It is a fight he is looking forward to. He has a superior record to Avalos and is looking back at those two bad defeats as inspiration to do even better. The Royal Storm will be back at it again. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusulabi in Accra. Back to you in Washington, Sonny.
Thanks, Yao. Isaac Dogbe has a professional record of 20 wins and 2 losses with 14 knockouts. His opponent on July 21st, Chris Avalos, has 27 victories and 7 defeats with 20 knockouts. Joining us now with more African sports news is Samson Omale.
There are strong indications that the 2023 African Cup of Nations will take place in June and July. Acting Secretary General of the Confederation of African Football, Abdul Bar, confirmed the dates of the competition after CAF President Ahmed Ahmed stated in June that it will take place in 2023, while saying he did not know what month the next Nations Cup will take place in January 2022. However, owing to the unfavorable weather conditions in Cameroon in June and July, when the host country suffers some of the wettest months of the year. And now to East Africa, where Uganda State Minister of Sports Dennis Hampson Obua wants national sports associations, federations, and all unions registered with the National Council of Sports in Uganda to declare their source of funding or risk missing out on government funding this financial year. The Minister of Sports says those who fail to submit to the National Council of Sports a statement of all their funding sources could also lose their recognition.
We have given them 14 days because the first letter was written in March. This was a reminder, and we are optimistic that that the registered national sports associations and federations will be able to comply, because even as a minister, my hands are tied.
In athletics, world marathon record holder Eliud Kipchoge has turned his attention to preparing for the October London Marathon, where he hopes to defend his title. This year's edition will mark the 40th anniversary of the race, which could not hold as scheduled originally on April 26th, but had to be pushed back as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. If the event is allowed to go as planned, it will be a race between two of the fastest marathoners in history, Eliud Kipchoge and Ethiopia's Kenenisa Bekele. Kenya's Kipchoge says he's preparing well.
Preparations are going on well, and I trust that London Marathon will actually happen in October. I'm preparing well.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Hello. I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. A two-time Olympic champion from China recently retired. VOA's Jim Stevenson has that story and more in his latest Game Room Sports package.
Chinese badminton legend Lin Dan has retired. It was mixed feelings to quit the Chinese national team. I have been in the team for 20 years. I won't say there's any regret, but I have other feelings that are very hard to describe. As soon as I published the announcement of retirement, I felt relieved. It is great. I got a lot of warm wishes from my friends that day. Lin Dan ended his international career with Olympic gold medals at the 2008 Beijing and 2012 London Summer Games, 5 world championships, and 4 Asian titles. Looking back on my 20-year career, I am really proud. I have been with the national team for 20 years, which I had great memories. Not all the athletes can compete like that for 20 years. I'm happy and proud of it. Lin Dan played down the possibility of becoming a coach in the future, but admitted he is aiming to represent Beijing to compete in the Chinese National Games in Xi'an in 2021. If you can't go figure skating because of coronavirus restrictions, at least hand out some awards. By remote video, of course.
The winner of Most Valuable Skater from 2019-2020 is
Japanese phenomenon Yuzuru Hanyu took the top honor at the inaugural International Skating Union Awards.
Figure skating is a sport, yes. There shows that we are athletes and competitors. You can't compete with only one skater. There's so many amateur skaters who get there to compete, and this is how figure skating as a sport is made.
The 25-year-old double Olympic and world champion, one of the most decorated athletes in the history of the sport, picked up the Most Valuable Skater accolade, decided upon by a jury made up of fans, worldwide media, and ISU member federations.
In almost every moment of my daily life, I'm constantly thinking about figure skating, and I am always hoping to become better and stronger. and spend every day trying to become better at something to be able to do.
The Best Newcomer Award went to 16-year-old Russian Alyona Kosterneya, one of the few female skaters to land a triple axel in competition.
When I was in the top three, it gave me extra motivation in training, and it pushed me to become even stronger. When I started the season, I couldn't imagine that I would be able to achieve.
A Lifetime Achievement Award went to four-time world champion Kurt Browning of Canada, the first skater to land a quadruple jump in competition, specifically a quadruple toe loop. Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the Sunny Side of Sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Formula One Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton of Britain won the Styrian Grand Prix on a twisting track that happens to be his least favorite.
Honestly, this is a track that I don't know why there are tracks that some drivers are stronger and stronger than others, but this is one of my weak circuits, so to get a performance like this today, I'm over the moon. I'm so happy. But I do also know that it's a long way to go.
Lewis accelerated from the pole position and was never challenged as he clinched his 85th career win to move within six of Michael Schumacher's Formula One record. Last week's winner, Valtteri Bottas, followed his Mercedes teammate across the line.
Yeah, obviously, yesterday was not ideal from my side, so today was a bit of a damage limitation. So I think in the end, it's not bad. Could have been worse. So, and yeah, first 1-2 for us as a team. That's obviously really strong.
With Hamilton dominant again, drivers like Red Bull's Max Verstappen were reduced to going around in circles on the rain-drenched track.
For me, it was a really boring race. Just seeing Lewis, of course, pulling away, and I was just trying to do my own pace. So yeah, one lap of fighting with Valtteri was cool. But of course, I knew the lap afterwards he was going to pass me anyway. But at least a bit of excitement is good.
Excitement in relative terms, as again, no fans were in the stands as part of the virus protocol. The memories of winning football's World Cup remain strong in Spain, where fans celebrated the 10th anniversary of their 2010 World Cup triumph in South Africa. Spain's first ever World Cup success came sandwiched between European Championship victories in 2008 and 2012. Fernando Torres was part of all three squads. We all remember those 6 years like it was something magnificent. The World Cup was right in the middle of it, and it was an amazing time for the country to join together. A huge joy. We were a great group with a spectacular level of commitment. I never saw that again in my career. And here we are, 10 years later, still celebrating. It was a year we enjoyed very much, and what we achieved was very important for sports in Spain, not only for football. Torres fondly remembers the homecomings. We embraced the responsibility with great pleasure because we trusted ourselves and we knew we had the whole country backing us up, all together. The only but is that it was very far away and we took ages to come back and celebrate it with the fans that were waiting impatiently for us. The arrival to Madrid, the bus, it was spectacular. Those images are in our minds and will never be forgotten. Torres said he wishes for another generation of Spanish players to achieve a similar feat.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. Jim's Game Room opens with new stories each week, or you can play anytime at voanews.com. Finally, let's send some early Sunny Side of Sports birthday greetings to Mexican boxing star Canelo Alvarez, who will celebrate his 30th birthday on Saturday. Canelo was born on the outskirts of Guadalajara, Mexico. He's won titles in four weight divisions, and is recognized as one of boxing's biggest stars. In Canelo's last fight in early November 2019, he knocked out Russia's Sergey Kovalev in the 11th round to win the WBO light heavyweight title. And that wraps up the July 17th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA.
our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA.